Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Often we hear the truth of the Word of God expressed by a pastor as he teaches it. Yet one thing is also true. Songs are great at communicating the Word of God. Here at Barah Ministries, we're blessed to have one of the best songwriters, one of the best producers, and one of the best singers of music all wrapped up in a single package. Her name is June Murphy. And her lyrics are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. For the next several lessons, we're going to hear the truth of the Word of God communicated by June in song. Today's song is, You Own Me. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are described this way. You are a chosen race. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a people for God the Father's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. At the moment of salvation, a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ becomes a possession of God. Here's June Murphy to sing about being a possession, and the song is, You Own Me.
So I could be your bride. You own me to your deity. You added human life. You're fully God, fully man. You are the sovereign great I am. You're my redeemer and friend. I am no longer enslaved to sin, and you own me. You own me. My life belongs to you, and you slave to righteousness I am, and you own me. You satisfy the Father in laying down your life for me. In eternity past, you made the choice to die twice on a tree. In those darkness, you paid the ultimate price. Then you said, it is finished. After your sacrifice, you entered into spiritual death so that I could enter.
beautiful thing to be a possession of the sovereign God of the universe, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14 put it this way. In Christ, you believers in Christ also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in union with him by the agency of the God, the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given to us by God the Father as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God the Father's own possession, to the praise of his glory. When you become a believer in Christ, he owns you. And there is no more safe and no more secure place to be than to be a possession of God. And we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or listening that doesn't have a relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Remember this, John chapter 3, verse 36 says, he who believes in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life, the resurrection life, right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son shall not see eternal life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. Right now, you can tell God the Father that you believe in his Son. And that's the moment of eternal life for you. It's the best and most important decision you can make in this lifetime. Five simple words get you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43, the repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Don't wait. Make the best decision of your life right now. You won't ever regret being a possession of God. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life, and you can hear all of June's music there. The song today was from her first album. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.